News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There exists a climate of uncertainty and instability for many children in Ireland. That's according to the 2023 annual report from the Ombudsman for Children's Office. Dr. Niall Muldoon is Ombudsman for Children. Niall, what are the main areas of concern highlighted in your report?
Good morning, Shane. Well, I suppose certainly we're worried about the way that the children's issues are having to fight for air within the government and aren't getting the attention that they deserve. Government are looking and fighting about housing crisis and homelessness. They're looking at the cost of living crisis. They're looking at international protection crisis. And they're ignoring the fact that every one of those are negatively impacting very many thousands of children. For example, there's children living across the country in insecure and transitory accommodation. There's almost 30,000 children between homelessness, direct provision and Ukraine are uncertain about where they're living and how they're going to secure the future. If you add to that last week's figures of 24,000 households living in hidden homelessness, there's nearly up to 50,000 children in those sort of uncertain times. We've also found our complaints have stayed very high. They were high last year and they're high again this year. And we're getting increased complaints around health area. And the complexity of our complaints are growing as well. And that's highlighted by a number of case studies that we have. For example, we had a situation in which young boy, we're calling Ryan, was in a school. He's intellectual disability, non-verbal, which is very important, and autistic on the autistic spectrum, with complex needs within the school. He was being restrained via a wetsuit in order to stop him smearing his feces, and there was no communication with the parents. So you had engagement between school and with TUSLA when the parents complained, and they didn't work together. So what we're saying and why we're calling it uncertain times, Shane, is that we have children who are being provided with services by the state that aren't good enough, and the children are not sure of what's happening for them, and it makes their lives much more difficult than it needs to be.
You also point out that children are waiting far too long for vital, life-changing spinal surgeries.
Yeah, and again, this is the one that really makes me frustrated and angry. I'm in office 9 years. We investigated this situation around scoliosis in regards in 2017, and we got huge commitments from the government, massive commitments to throw a lot of money at it, to come up with a plan. They engaged the parents for a period of time, did come up with a plan, did make some inroads on those waiting lists up to about 2019, so not even before COVID. COVID wasn't the result of it slowing down. But we're back in a worse situation now. We also see repeated issues, repeated mistakes by the government around school places. 2 years ago, we investigated that, made a report called Plan for Places. There was a huge scramble at this time of the year, 2 years ago, to get 300 places for children with disability. We're now coming close to that situation again this year. So we're not learning from the mistakes of the past. And that's something that's really frustrating. And again, makes it very, very difficult for children to thrive and to reach their potential, as is their right.
Now, look, I think, and I'm sure you wouldn't disagree, Ireland in general is a good place for children to grow up, but we are failing a minority of children, in your view.
That's right. Correct. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, I credit where credit's due. We are a good country to grow up in for children, but I think for the children who are in difficulty or where the things aren't running smoothly in their normal lives, we're not doing as good as we possibly can. We're not providing resources. We're not planning ahead. Even if we followed up on the commitments we made as a government, if we go back even simply to housing in 2016 when we did the Rebuilding Ireland strategy, the target at that stage was 47,000 social houses by 2021. If we'd achieved that target alone, we would be in a different place now. And we've had continuous plans, continuous reports, continuous promises and lots of outrage, but very little action that really benefit the children on the ground in many different areas.
Dr. Niall Muldoon, Ombudsman for Children, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.